You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 23rd, 2022. You just have to see the pictures from Ukraine to realize Russia's guilty of war crimes. Bombing civilian populations indiscriminately, targeting facilities housing children, babies, women, not any artillery or military installation, and nothing of that type stored inside such buildings. Just doing it, trying to turn the civilian population, the Ukrainians, against their leader and say, let's just give up, stop this, let's just wave the white flag. Well, now the U.S. government is formally declaring that members of the Russian armed forces have committed war crimes in Ukraine. This is an official U.S. declaration. Secretary of State Blinken announcing it in a statement earlier this afternoon, saying, I can announce it based on information currently available. We have decided that members of Russia's forces have committed war crimes in Ukraine. Our assessment is based on a careful review of available information from public and intel sources. Man, just look at the video coming out of there. That's all you need to know. Of course, President Biden is now headed off to Europe for meetings, summits, talks, one-on-one diplomacy in this hastily arranged visit framed against Russia's continuing invasion of Ukraine. He'll be going into Brussels, meeting with NATO and NATO allies. In the meantime, NATO taking on Russia and China in a statement. The NATO Secretary General saying, Russia must stop its nuclear saber rattling. It's dangerous, irresponsible. Russia can never win a nuclear war. And also advises China quit trying to provoke. In the meantime, NATO is saying we expect our allies to provide additional support, including cybersecurity assistance and equipment to help Ukraine protect against chemical, biological, radiological nuclear threats. And here's another part of this story. Ukraine, the reason Ukraine was so important and is so important to Putin, he was worried it might become a NATO member. And NATO would not specifically say we have no plans to make Ukraine part of NATO anytime soon. That might have held all this off. But NATO chose to keep silent, and only after the invasion, days into it, with numerous casualties, did NATO come out and say, well, it was not on our agenda anyway. Making Ukraine part of NATO was not imminent. Well, of course, there are other nations not part of NATO that are a little worried now, looking at what Russia has done. What do we do to protect ourselves? So now the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, is saying that countries like Sweden and Finland, if they want to be a member, they can fast-track their membership. In the meantime, the head of Russia's Ministry of Defense, not seen in public for 12 days, simply missing. They don't know if he's been incarcerated by Putin, executed, or it's just in poor health. Well, either one I named prior to that would constitute poor health. Oh, and you got 1619 project creator Nicole Hannah-Jones deciding, okay, I made a mistake when it came to critical race theory. She had written, tipping is a legacy of slavery. Tipping? In other words, because someone comes and serves you at your table and you give them a tip, that's a legacy of slavery? Well, now she's withdrawn that, and I'm sure a lot of waiters and waitresses are thankful that she did it, regardless of their skin color. Oh, are you enjoying the long days? It could be forever. The Senate has approved a bill, no senator objecting, 100 senators agreeing, more sunshine, less depression. They are passing in the Senate by unanimous consent. We're going to stop changing the clock. We're going to stay where we are on the clock. Of course, they still had to go through the House, but more than likely, I don't think there's going to be a lot of opposition. So something good came out of Congress.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So, Judge Jackson, all of us will agree that no one should be discriminated against because of race. When you just testified a minute ago that you didn't know if critical race theory was taught in K-12, I will confess I find that statement a little hard to reconcile with the public record, because if you look at the Georgetown Day School's curriculum, it is filled and overflowing with critical race theory. That among the books that are either assigned or recommended, they include critical race theory, an introduction. They include The End of Policing, an advocacy for abolishing police. They include How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram Kendi. They include literally stacks and stacks of books, and I'll tell you two of the ones that were.
Stacks and stacks of books. That's where that should have ended. He's going to tell you about the other ones in a moment. That is Senator Ted Cruz today in the Senate committee hearing, judicial hearing, regarding the nomination of Biden's SCOTUS nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. She is on the board of a private school. Now, keep that in mind as we go through part of this next part of this story regarding her and Senator Cruz during the questioning. And critical race theory, as we have found in many schools, has been taught to kids without the parents ever being informed of it. And in fact, they will constantly deny they are doing it. And it's all based in part, not entirely, but as a component of the 1619 Project that we're referring to in our news monologue, our news report a moment ago, as to basically this country was founded in 1619 when slaves were brought here. And of course, as you heard in the news preceding this that the author of the 1619 Project, Nicole Hannah-Jones, Johnson is saying what tipping is also indicative of slavery. You know, you reach a point and you say, just how far do you want to go with this kind of stuff? Now, let me go over that again for just a moment. This is Nicole Hannah-Jones arguing that tipping is a legacy of slavery. In fact, she was on MSNBC when she said, tipping is a legacy of slavery, and if it's not optional, then it shouldn't be a tip, but simply included in the bill. Have you ever stopped to think why we tip? Like why tipping is a practice in the U.S. and almost nowhere else? And the answer that one of them came from was taking part in this discussion was, well, America is a slavocracy, part 1619. That's, of course, a reference to Nicole Hannah-Jones' creation. And then a historian took a shot of the tweet from Hannah-Jones and said the practice of tipping is actually practiced in various parts of the world, did not originate with slavery. But don't let the facts get in the way of the narrative. And that's what CRT is about, too, to make children feel inferior because of their color or superior, or feel guilty if they're white because you must have had something to do with slavery. That is like going to a 5-year-old Japanese girl and blaming her for Pearl Harbor. Really? Or like seeking out Russians living now in the States and blaming them for what's happening in Ukraine, even if they're adults. Of course, it makes no sense. But we're not looking at sense right now with many of the liberals. We're looking at nonsense. So let's go back to Senator Cruz as he's questioning Judge Jackson on this CRT curriculum that she claims she doesn't even know exists in the school. She's on the board of this private school, and she says, I didn't even know. But here's an example of some of the stacks of books, he said, that do nothing but promote racial divisiveness.
They include a book called Anti-Racist Baby by Ibram Kendi. And there are portions of this book that I find really quite remarkable. One portion of the book says babies are taught to be racist or anti-racist. There is no neutrality. Another portion of the book, they recommend to babies confess when being racist. Now, this is a book that is taught at Georgetown Day School to students in pre-K through second grade, so 4 through 7 years old. Do you agree with this book that is being taught with kids that babies are racist?
Now, that question should be so simple to answer, shouldn't it? You either agree or you disagree. But the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Jackson, is weaving and ducking and dodging and hiding behind anything she can because she's under fire by Republican senators. Well, now the Democrats are getting their chance to ask questions, and as one of them has already told her, you can relax during my questions. In other words, nothing but softballs coming and bouquets of flowers. Well, what was her answer to Senator Cruz on that question? Let's go back to that issue.
Do you agree with this book that is being taught with kids that babies are racist?
Senator, I do not believe that any child should be made to feel as though they are racist or though they are not valued or though they are less than, that they are victims, that they are oppressors. I don't believe in any of that. But what I will say is that when you asked me whether or not this was taught in schools, critical race theory, my understanding is that critical race theory as an academic theory is taught in law schools, and to the extent that you were asking the question, I understood you to be addressing public schools. Georgetown Day School, just like the religious school that Justice Barrett was on the board of, is a private school.
Okay, so you agree critical race theory is taught at Georgetown Day School?
I don't know, because the board is not the board does not control the curriculum. The board does not focus on that. That's not what we do as board members. So I'm actually not sure.
She's sure, and she knows. And she wants to claim that the board doesn't really concern itself with curriculum at the school. Really? Really? And we're supposed to accept it? The woman is under oath as she testifies, and she said, "We're not really concerned about the curriculum. As a board member, I didn't know that was being taught." Listen, here's how evasive she was. And if you missed it in the first hour, I remind you that all of our programs are posted as podcasts shortly after we go off the air. So you can hear anything you missed in the first hour and share it with friends. I encourage you to do so. You simply go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or you can go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook, and you'll find prior programs. And in the previous hour, we spent time with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee asking a most simple question of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Will you define a woman? What? Can you give me a definition of a woman? And she couldn't, or wouldn't, or fearful that the answer might come back to bite her in the arse. But she's previously, despite not being able to define the term a woman, saying, "Well, I'm not a biologist." I ask you listening to me right now, how many of you out there listening are biologists? Oh, I do see some. I know we got a lot of smart people in this crowd. But the majority of us are not biologists. But do you know the difference between a man and a woman? A boy and a girl? Do you have to have a biologist degree to know that? Hell, even a botanist knows the difference between male and female, particularly when it comes to fertilizing plants. But again, Judge Jackson just said, I can't define it, because she knows it's a key issue in debates over transgenderism. But she's used the term herself numerous times going into this hearing. And in fact, so did Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, saying, "Judge Jackson, if confirmed, you would become the sixth woman to ever serve on the Supreme Court." And then went on to ask, "What are your thoughts? What does it mean to have women serving on the Supreme Court?" So again, she's asking Jackson, or stating first, "You're a woman, and what do you think of women serving?" And her response, "I think it's extremely meaningful. Since I was nominated to this position, I've received so many letters and photos from little girls around the country who tell me they are excited for this opportunity and that they thought about the law in new ways because I am a woman, because I am a black woman." Well, I got to ask you, how did she know she's a black woman? She can't even define what a woman is. President Biden said, "I'm going to nominate a black woman." So just because Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson got nominated, does that make her a black woman? Or is it because she was a black woman? You're not going to get any clear, distinct answers. And as the Democrats come forward with their questions, you're going to get even less. And then, of course, she claims, while she cannot define what a woman is, and she cannot tell you if they're teaching CRT at her private school where she serves on the board, she wants you to believe that if she's on the Supreme Court, she will be above board. She will not be there to rewrite law. She will not be an activist judge. She will be following the Constitution, not rewriting it. Well, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, you're on stage.
You said you're not an activist judge. You said, am I right?
Yes.
You said judges are not politicians.
That right? is true.
And judges should stay in their lane.
Yes, sir.
Tell me again what you mean by stay in your lane.
What I mean is that in our system of government under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers, and each branch has their own sphere of responsibility. To say stay in your lane is the shorthand that I'm using for indicating that judges should not be policymakers, that those responsibilities are left to the elected branches, and that judges are to interpret the law, not make the law.
Well, she's right on every one of those points. She does understand the Constitution correctly, that the Supreme Court is not to make law. That's left to Congress. That's what she says. But you look at her background, and those who pushed her and wanted to make sure she got this nomination, they see her as a tank pushing through toy dolls. We'll continue with Senator Kennedy in a moment.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
How do we know that if you get on the court, you won't say, well, you know, Congress can't get anything done, and there are all these issues that we need to address. And so I think the United States Supreme Court ought to create all these rights through the Ninth Amendment. What would you say to that if somebody made that allegation?
Well, Senator, I think that I have a record as a judge in mm-hmm. terms of having been given responsibility, having looked at cases, having decided issues, and that my record demonstrates how I handle cases.
Yeah, it does, and it doesn't. And it does, and it doesn't as to what you would do in the future. Senator Kennedy's right to press that question, saying you say you will not be an activist judge, but how do we know you won't change when you get on there? The underlying question is, are you an activist judge or not, even as we speak to you, even before you get on the court? We all know she is. We look at some of those folks that were supporting her, pushing her to get on there. So-called dark money. And one of them leading the process to get her nominated, a senior counsel to President Joe Biden with the group called Demand Justice, is leading that selection process when Biden was making the decisions anyway. And they were pushing for someone like her, if not Judge Jackson herself. According to experts that have been watching this happen, she has a record of that's worthwhile. She's not stupid. She is intelligent. But when groups like Demand Justice can put Jackson in front of Biden and say, this is the person we want, I mean you want, I mean the nation needs? Once again, Senator Kennedy.
Don't you think the fact that our founders included a way to amend the Constitution is a testament to the fact that they were saying, here are your rights, we're writing them down. You can all go to the Bill of Rights and read them. And if you want more, we put in a way to amend the Constitution.
I do understand that argument, and there are people who argue that.
Damn it, right there. Argue that? That is the Constitution. There's no argument. That's the purpose of Congress. You admit it on the one hand, then you turn around and say, well, I do understand there are people that argue, yeah, if you don't like the law, go get it changed through Congress. But she's looking at using the court as they did you do with Roe v. Wade. Just rewrite laws and to say this is now a constitutional right when it's not in the Constitution when it comes to abortion. And on top of that, Senator Grassley, who is a chair for the Republicans overseeing this nomination, they have an equal number of Republicans and Democrats involved. Senator Leahy of Vermont is chairing for the Democrats, Senator Grassley for the Republicans. He says, you know, we asked for background information. And so what we got were repeated copies of an email thread keeping track of tweets about the Garland nomination, only one tweet about Judge Jackson. Said the White House is withholding a lot of this information. Want to know why? Oh, you know why. You know why. And part of it is her stance on crime, or lack of stance on crime. Even though she has or calls herself a police family member. She has an uncle who served at the police. But we'll get into that when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I know what crime does to our society. I care deeply about public safety. And as a judge, it's been my duty when I was at the trial level, I'm no longer there, but when I was at the trial level, to ensure that people are held accountable for their crimes.
Well, that's a very strong statement from Judge Jackson as she appeared before the Senate hearing on her confirmation for the Supreme Court. Talking tough about law and order and saying, I know and I think people should pay for their crimes. We're going to get into that in more detail, obviously. Because the past record does not show her necessarily being as tough on crime as she would have you believe she has been. Now, again, the Democrats are claiming that what I'm about to tell you and what Republicans on the Senate hearing have brought up before is just cherry picking, not looking at actual cases, but picking a case here and there where she didn't do what she could have done for a sex offender, a child porn offender. that she just didn't want to get into that and make it tougher on them. That all came to a head Wednesday with Senator Graham. He was basically earlier leading a combative line of questioning, accusing Jackson of being wrong on her approach to sentencing internet-based child porn crimes, and he said he hoped such criminals could go to jail for 50 years. When I see what she had said the other day was, is that I might have given less than the court required or the federal law required, but that's a prerogative I have based upon the crime and the person involved, which is true in some cases. And I might give less than what even the prosecutor wants. But again, that's my prerogative. And she says, I do, she didn't say I lecture them, but that's what she ends up doing. She said, I tell them about the harm you're causing and that you're the reason there's child porn. So she gives them a lecture and then fewer years than what they should have gotten. Sometimes far fewer years. And then she tried to explain that child pornography guidelines were initially created when offenders were sending individual images in the mail. And so then computers changed the landscape where thousands of images can be distributed with one click. Well, that's true. Can't argue that point. Does that mean, okay, now it's not such a big crime? Or that now you can do it simply by computer and say using U.S. mail, then it shouldn't be a crime at all? And she said, sometimes there are just those who are looking. In her words, you can be looking for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden you're looking at 30, 40, 50 years in prison. And Graham said, good, good, absolutely good. And he said, you don't think that's the way it should be done? She said, every person in all the charts and documents have been presented to this committee, I sent to jail because I know how serious this crime is. Well, apparently, she doesn't. She has tried to walk around the edges of law and order. She's not as direct as some of the Soros-elected judges are. She was serving as a federal judge, and when she went before the Senate for confirmation, federal judges had to be confirmed as well. Other Republicans serving on this same selection, the Senate committee today, all of them voted no for her to be a federal judge, except for Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana voted no. Senator Lindsey Graham did. Ranking member Senator Chuck Grassley, no. Ted Cruz, no. Lee, no. Sassy, no, in Nebraska. Hawley of Missouri, no. Cotton, no. So forth and so on. But they want you to believe that she got bipartisan support in the committee. She did not. She got one vote, Senator John Cornyn of Texas. And when it comes to law and order, you know what's happening in our communities right now. And I heard a report, I was looking for a little bit more detail on it today, that the FBI has decided it is not going to release various crime stats, not releasing quarterly stats for the last year. And I've got it here in front of me now. The FBI is not going to release 3 months of crime data for the last quarter of 2021. And they blame it on a lack of reporting from U.S. law enforcement agencies. They claim that law enforcement agencies are not bothering to report the crimes. You think that's true? I would say, no, I don't. Do you think the FBI has just become another, as if it weren't already, when you had Comey, McCabe, and the rest of them in there. It's become another wing of the Democrat Party. The FBI deciding or saying we're not reporting any quarterly numbers on crime because not enough agencies reported. Said because we need more than a 60% amount reporting, and we had fewer than 60%, so we can't really make a report. The real issue is the crime acceleration we've had, and especially in Democrat areas. And it's not looking good to have those kinds of numbers thrown in your face before the November election. So, question, riddle me this. Will the FBI release the first 3 months of this year before November? Or will they say again, oh, they're not getting enough reports? Well, here's an example of a report that could have been put in as a crime, but the St. Louis Circuit Attorney apparently is not going to make a charge out of it, so maybe it's not going to be a crime. See, that's another way to get around it. You have Kim Gardner, like many other circuit attorneys across the nation, funded, put in place by George Soros money, and it involved some reports of two police officers responding to shots fired in the downtown St. Louis area around 3 a.m. Saturday morning. When the officers arrived in a marked car, they're in a marked car. It's not an undercover car. A 27-year-old stands in front of the moving patrol car, points a handgun at them through the passenger window, and then left on foot. At last report, the police department wants to file charges of first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, resisting arrest. But the response from the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office, and this is a, quote, local story that I don't cover, but it's indicative and reflective of what's happening elsewhere across the nation. The spokesperson for the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office, Kim Gardner, says the case is under investigation. Under investigation. But won't explain why no charges have been filed. Two police officers were the victims. They're the ones making the charges. Why are they not doing so? Why are no charges being filed? There's no sense us hashing through excuses for them. The bottom line is they're not. Now, if you suspect the officers just made it up, then charge them with the false report. And if they put it down in some official document, then file them, hit them with perjury. But that's not going to happen either because they're telling the truth, at least based on the evidence that they presented. When we continue, Senator Graham says, at least we're not making this a mockery, this hearing a mockery like the Democrats have in the past.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottler Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com, Rottler Pest Solutions.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There are two standards going on here. If you're an African-American conservative woman, you're fair game to have your life turned upside down, to be filibustered, no matter how qualified you are. And if you express your faith as a conservative, all of a sudden you're an effing nut. And we're tired of it. And it's not going to happen to you. But it just appalls me that we can have such a system in America that if a conservative woman wants to stand out and say, I love my family just as much as you love yours, and my faith means just as much to me as it does you, that all of a sudden there comes some kind of weirdo. A guy like Justice Alito, who's in the same type situation you're in, being in a group, doesn't agree with everything they do or what people may say at a meeting he didn't go to, all of a sudden they own it. You know, this stuff needs to stop. Our people deserve better respect, and I hope when this is over, people will say you were at least well-treated, even if we don't agree with you.
Those are the remarks of Senator Lindsey Graham, and of course he's referencing to the treatment of Amy Coney Barrett, nominated by Trump, and Brett Kavanaugh, nominated by Trump, and the attacks on both of them, accusing Kavanaugh of being a serial rapist, basically, without any proof, just make the noise about it. Draw a lot of attention. And then when it came to Amy Coney Barrett, Dianne Feinstein of California proclaimed to her that the Catholic dogma lives loudly within you. So you can't really decide certain cases based on your religious affiliation. Well, a question was asked today of Judge Jackson about her religion. She said, I'm Protestant, let it go at that, and said, but I still make decisions based on law, as the same thing Coney Barrett had said. But Graham said, when I asked Jackson about faith, I don't believe for a minute that her faith will determine how she would rule on a case. And I didn't believe that about Amy Coney Barrett. But here you have Democrats who are very comfortable in destroying Barrett, who is a faithful woman, who is a traditional Catholic, whose faith means a lot to her. And they were bound and determined to destroy Amy Coney Barrett and not let her become a Supreme Court justice because she was appointed by Donald Trump. Graham is one of the Republicans, of course, have been questioning Judge Jackson up to this point. Democrats are now doing so. There's an equal number of from each party being represented. Judge Jackson has faced some tough questions and been very successful at evading them, to the point that it's ludicrous. When asked by Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Republican, can you define a woman? What? Can you tell me what a woman is? Can you give me a definition? And her answer is, well, I'm not a biologist. I can't. Now, I want to stress to you, I believe that Judge Jackson is an intelligent person, but she just showed an exorbitant amount of, an extraordinary amount of stupidity. You can't define a woman. This brings it back to a story that I'd had earlier today that some of you might have missed in the first hour. Reminding you again, you can always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and pull up prior podcasts and hear any you missed. Share them with others, by the way. You can always push share, and I appreciate you doing that. You guys are helping this program grow tremendously, not just locally, but across the nation. But the story earlier dealt with what's happening in Ukraine. Ukraine is under martial law, obviously, because of the Russian invasion. And all Ukrainian men ages 18 to 60 are ordered to stay and fight Russia. Ukraine back in 2017 decided to legally recognize transgenders. Okay, they recognized them. So we had a transgender be turned away by border guards last week trying to get into Poland. And the border guard said, you're a guy, get the hell out of here. The border guards insisted, go back to war. And the transgender said, I will try to cross the border again because it's my right to leave and to live. I will not be held prisoner. And still another trans woman was trying to go across with her non-binary wife and being examined physically by three Ukrainian border guards. She claims they touched my breast, checked my neck, see if I had an Adam's apple, and then decided, you're a male, you're not going to be allowed to leave Ukraine. This is not the same as fleeing Canada during Vietnam for a war that was not in your own country and for other reasons. But this is trying to say, well, I am now a woman, so I don't have to stay, and I want to get the hell out of here. And all, millions have, 3 million. And yes, there's reason to worry, but there are also women that have stayed behind to fight and supply and help those who are fighting. I would change her gender again, not transgender, but maybe coward. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.